It's Cookie Lab.
Hi, and welcome to Cookie Lab. I'm Jill.
And I'm Chris. Hey, Jill.
Yes, Chris.
Have you ever heard of the Mod Squad?
Yes, it's a hip TV show from like the late 60s, early 70s.
Yeah, 1968. And it says on the internet that a police captain, Adam Greer, recruits a trio of hippie cops.
Hippie cops, not something
with checkered past to infiltrate the counterculture.
So cool. With Peggy Lipton.
As Julie Barnes. It was very popular, and it made me immediately think of the dessert treat that I brought today.
Tell me more.
Well, as you know, I have a very specific morning routine. I take a walk.
Okay. You read the paper.
I come home. I eat the breakfast.
Uh-huh.
And I read the paper. And I read it on my iPad.
Okay.
So I was perusing the New York Times, and they have an email that is sent to you every day.
Yes, I receive it.
Interesting things.
I receive many emails from them, actually. And but one of them is like the mornings.
Yes, the morning.
Yeah.
And some of it is culture and food and things like that. And in one
can
of those,
can we have like a moment of silence for Flacco?
Oh, very sad. We were just talking about him.
I know,
the other
we were talking about him just the other
and
day.
And just how happy he was.
Yeah.
And boom, he flies into a building and dies. So sad. And I told you, but I didn't tell the rest of our listeners, that my son had seen him.
Yeah, which is an awesome New York thing.
Flacco was a
Eurasian
eagle owl. Yeah.
Who was sprung from the Central Park Zoo by a vigilante.
Very good.
And just like was loving life as a free bird in New York City.
For a couple of years.
I think it was just like maybe one.
Maybe 1 year. Yeah.
Anyway, because that's why we were talking about him, because he was in, like, they were having, like the year of Flacco. Like he'd been out for a year.
Okay. Yeah.
And yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry. Please go on. That's not what
so
we came
I
here
read
to talk
that
about.
In the New York Times.
Yeah.
And I also read about a new pastry shop.
Okay.
That I believe opened in December. And it's called Mod.
M-O-D.
Same as the Mod Squad. But MOD stands for Multi-Layered Original Dessert.
Oh, and what's in it?
Well, it's described as a mixture between a brownie and a cake. They are handheld.
Okay.
And they have a well in the center that is filled with all kinds of delicious treats.
Well, I'm looking at the treat on the plate, and it looks like a thick cookie with a well of deliciousness inside it. Like the outside of it is kind of chocolate chip cookie looking.
Yeah.
And then I don't even know what that stuff is in the middle, but my mouth is watering.
Well, there is one store that makes these, and that's all that they make. And it is in Soho on Prince Street at the corner of McDougal and Prince Street, where I've spent time and
panhandling and the like.
Busking.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to go. We have not yet tasted the original treat, but I immediately said, I must try to make one of these, and I Googled to see if there was a copycat recipe out there, and there is not.
Which is a great project for you, Chris, because you are already filling up that notebook with experiments and recipes of your own.
So I figured, let's do an experimental dessert.
Well, especially because I'm guessing they're not gluten-free.
I'm sure they're not gluten-free. I keep forgetting that.
Yeah. You're the one with the condition requiring the gluten-free, my friend.
Well, on their website, they say, we're not just about desserts. We're about creating original, multi-layered masterpieces that tantalize your senses.
This is a marketing ploy. They are just about desserts.
Each dessert is a journey through textures and flavors reflecting our commitment to culinary artistry and quality.
That is some highfalutin copy right there.
Indulge in a world where each bite tells a story of creativity and passion.
They are worse than we are.
This is what you have to expect from today's cookie.
Okay. What was it again? A journey of creativity and passion?
It's a story. of creativity.
All right. Passion. Every cookie has a story.
Yes, every cookie. And this is an original. It's a New York City original. Just came out a couple months ago. So excited.
You have your finger on the pulse of the cookie world, Chris.
I do. And Jill, my notebook runneth over.
If we could put it like a picture of that, I mean, it's so impressive. His notebook is filled with writings and numbers and boxes and arrows and parentheses.
It is.
I'm not lying.
Here's what I wanted to make. I wanted to make something that was shorter than a cupcake.
Yes, it's about half the height of a cupcake.
I saw one video of them being interviewed on a New York news morning station, and the hosts described it as a mixture between a brownie and a cake. So I knew that it had to be a little less fudgy than a brownie, and I knew that it had to be a little more dense than your regular cake. So that was in my head. But when I thought of it, I hadn't explored their website fully. And on their website, they have cross sections of some of these mods. So I hadn't seen that.
I'm picturing like a technical diagram.
So in my picture.
Just a graph paper background. No,
they're just cut in half.
Okay.
So I thought it was like a cupcake kind of thing, but dense, with a brownie center.
And that's not what it is?
And the brownie center would be a little shorter than the rest of the cupcake. And then they would fill that with a topping. And so, like, they said that there were peanut butter toppings.
Ooh.
And that there were pistachio.
Oh, yum.
And rose cherry and things like that.
Fabulous.
So how do you go about doing that?
It definitely seems like it's going to be a procedure. Do you have to cook the cup first and then fill it with something and cook it again, or cook? No?
Yeah, you got to come up with something that bakes all at the same time.
This is reminding me a little bit of a delicious thing that I make with a mini muffin tin and some slice and bake chocolate chip cookie dough, and then you put like a Reese's in it.
Okay.
That's just it. That's it. It's chocolate chip cookie and candy.
You could put candy in here.
But yours is like four times or at least twice as big as the thing that I'm talking about.
Mine I made in a full-size muffin tin.
Okay. But it's not as tall. You only filled them part way.
No, filled it as much as I thought I should.
Which means what? I mean, if I use a standard muffin, it would be like, you know.
Cupcake tin.
Yeah.
No, cupcakes just go up. They don't have like a muffin top.
I guess it depends how much
you're thinking of. You put like in muffin top muffins. This, the name mod has already been taken.
You're making a copycat mod.
I could be making a copycat mod, but I don't think I did.
Oh, no?
No. As I've looked at it, it doesn't have a brownie center. It's one thing. It's got the texture of a cake and a brownie. That's the best way to describe it. But mine is a cake with a brownie in the center of it.
That's not what theirs is like?
No. Mine is, I'll show you a picture of theirs.
It looks like they bake the shell and then put something goopy in there.
Yes, I agree. That's okay. What they do.
Okay, but that's not what you did.
No.
Okay, so yours is another completely original product.
Mine is another original, completely original product.
So it needs a completely different name.
Yes, I am calling it a Bruffin.
Love it.
It's a brownie and a muffin together.
But not a cookie?
It's kind of cookie-ish.
It's cookie adjacent.
It gets complex. Let's figure it out.
Okay,
so I wanted a dense cake. So
to kind of hold its own as a finger food.
In my life at some point, I had a cookies and cream cake.
Yum.
That was dense. So I was like, okay, I'm going to make a cookies and cream cake.
Okay.
I did that. I got gluten-free Oreo cookies. I made cookie crumb in my whirler thing.
Food processor?
In my food processor. And you know, I made a cake batter. It was kind of a thick cake batter.
Okay.
That I could scoop.
Okay.
And put into muffin tins.
Got it.
I took my smallest cookie scooper that is kind of like an ice cream scoop.
Yeah.
It's round.
With that slot, with that arm.
The thing that pushes the cookie dough out. So I took the smallest one of those and I made a well inside.
And it didn't just like ooze?
No, because it was thick enough that it kept some. If I left it for 10 minutes, it would have all oozed back together.
Okay.
But it's kind of like a non-Newtonian fluid.
Okay.
And it the viscosity skyrocketed and it stayed as it was, should. And then I made brownie batter.
Okay.
Regular gluten-free brownie batter.
Okay.
I took that scoop and I took half of it and put it into each of the wells.
Uh-huh.
So there was brownie batter and cake batter, and I put those in the oven, and I baked them for 24 minutes.
Okay.
It came out, and it looked fantastic.
Great.
Except
for what?
The brownie had formed a bubble.
A dome. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Just the brownie, though.
Just the brownie.
Yeah.
So did you have to, like, flatten it?
So I tried to flatten it.
Or decapitate it?
Well, I just pushed it down.
With your thumb?
I wanted to make a well while they were still hot.
But a well within the well?
It didn't stay. Really?
It was like it rebounded, isostatic rebound.
So I let it sit until it was cool overnight, and then I scooped out a little of the brownie. So I have a jar full of brownie
innards.
Guts. And then I made a strawberry glaze.
Oh my gosh, are you trying to give me diabetes?
And I filled the well.
So many sweet
with
flavors.
Strawberry. So it is a multi-layered.
Multi-flavored.
Multi-flavored original dessert called the Bruffin. Or strawberry Bruffin.
Yeah, well, you could have many different kinds of Bruffin.
Yeah.
The sky is the limit on this, people.
Yeah. Let's make a cross section.
I'm curious about the cross section.
Yeah. What's it like to cut into?
The raspberry part is doing a little dripping. It was satisfying to cut through it. It did not fall apart. It did not ooze except for a little bit that strawberry topping.
That's very satisfying to
me. Yes, it's very satisfying to both.
Can you hand me a plate? All right. Here we go.
Oh my
tasting
gosh. The Bruffin.
An explosion of flavors.
The strawberry is quite nice. I thought I would be overwhelmed, but it's not super, like the base isn't super sweet. You kind of need that glaze.
The glaze really helps. The cake part is the density that I wanted it.
Yeah. It's
maybe
exactly,
even a little lighter next time. Just a little bit.
But in terms of like structurally, I mean, be careful going lighter because it's just this, the structure of it is perfect.
And I like the addition of the brownie flavor.
I didn't get that much brownie.
Oh, take another bite.
Should I keep eating it?
Yeah.
Here's what I want to do. I want to go get your jar of brownie innards and pour the strawberry glaze over it and just eat that with a spoon. You can eat the Bruffins.
You don't like it?
I like it fine.
It's not worth $20 a Bruffin.
Is that how much they cost?
No, they're like
at Mod.
They're $7.
You need to work on it a tiny bit.
Okay.
Before I'll pay $7 for it.
All right. What would it need?
I think the base, while structurally perfect, is not giving me any taste sensation. Would I like it better if it was chocolate chip cookie flavored instead of cookies and cream flavored? I like cookies and cream ice cream.
What about a pure vanilla?
Maybe. So when you get the, so you haven't had the Mod yet, so you don't know. Is it like, there's nothing cookie-like about it? It's like a firm cake?
Mm-hmm. It's like a firm cake. I agree.
But structurally perfect and beautiful.
Okay. Good. I will work on the flavor.
What's in your batter? Can I see your notebook?
It's got lots of things in it.
Flour, sugar, salt, egg whites, sour cream. Yum. That's why it's so moist.
Yeah.
Whole milk, vanilla, melted butter, Oreo crumbs. The glaze was the overriding flavor, making the base not have enough flavor.
Oh, well, that might be an issue with the glaze.
Okay.
The center is supposed to balance with the cake.
Okay, maybe my bite didn't have enough of the brownie.
My thought is to combine the brownie mixture and the cake mixture into one.
So the brownie flavor would be the main base?
would be the main base. But I would like that. But it wouldn't be as cakey as a brownie.
As fudgy as a brownie.
Yeah. It wouldn't be as fudgy as a brownie.
So a cake like...
But it wouldn't be...
Like structurally sound brownie base.
Yeah.
And then what in the well?
Whatever we want.
Okay. Go back to the lab and make that.
What do we want?
Well, I like the strawberry very much, but also, I mean, you had me at peanut butter, you know what I'm saying? I can't ever turn that down. And then you also said pistachio, which is another...
Some type of whipped peanut butter or something like a...
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. I might be onto something.
No, but the strawberry is very pleasant.
Here's what I know about the brownies, right? So I wanted a fudgy brownie in there.
Yeah.
That didn't rise very much, right? So it wasn't going to have... Brownies don't have any baking soda or baking powder. There's no leavening agent in them because they don't need big air pockets to be light like a cake.
No. Opposite.
Flour with high protein content produces a cakier brownie because the gluten forms a gluten mesh.
Yeah, but we don't have that.
Gluten-free flour has lower protein content, so the brownies... Gluten-free brownies tend to be chewier.
Which is why gluten-free brownies are yummier than glutinous brownies.
If you like fudgy.
Apparently I do.
I love it. I use butter as the fat.
Uh-huh.
A lot of brownie recipes call for oil, but I wanted a more flavorful, fatty brownie. Yeah. So I mix the butter and the sugar together, and that helps. It actually coats some of the proteins in the flour, because there are still other proteins in the in this flour.
Sure.
And also... I used eggs, and eggs contain lectin, which is an emulsifier, and it binds any of the water in this together with the oil to create a homogeneous mixture.
Yeah, which is like, you need that when you're making a marinade or a salad dressing. That's why you put like mustard in your chicken marinade to get the oil and the water to talk to each other. Yeah.
Or mayonnaise. Yeah. And just for a little bit of science.
Wait, mayonnaise is oil and eggs.
Yeah.
So this is exactly what you're talking about. Only it's not mayonnaise. There's no mayonnaise in these cookies.
No.
However, you've just given me an idea for my next cookie. Maybe I'm going to make a mayonnaise cookie.
Oh, interesting.
Well, there's a mayonnaise chocolate cake.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Okay. Go on.
The hydrophilic head... That's the part that loves,
with the tail.
Loves.
Yeah, the lipid barrier from the seventh grade biology.
Water.
Yeah.
The hydrophilic head of the egg molecules bonds with the water, and the hydrophobic tail bonds with the oil.
Hence the emulsion.
Yeah. Bringing them together. And all that fat is structure weakening, so it prevents it from puffing up. So I think I got the brownie part right. If I take and mix that somehow with the cake, I can get perhaps the right tasting base.
Will all the bases of the Bruffin be brownie?
In that recipe, it would be.
Okay.
You're willing to try it?
For science.
Okay. Well, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, for Bruffin number two.
Okay.
It will still be a Bruffin because it still has some brownie-ish in it.
And maybe dessert enthusiasts across the nation will be saying, keep your paws off my bruffins, bro.
I can only wait to see. I can hardly wait to see. And we'll be back soon.
See you then.
Bye.
Bye.
It's Cookie Lab.